Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic of which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Please be seated. Can I ask you to take the roll?
Church.
Here.
Beach.
Here.
Wooten.
Here.
Mueller.
Here.
Okay, so we have all members present. We do have a quorum. This meeting is now in session. And the first item is the public hearing for the community development block grant. For community development and housing needs assessment. As opening this hearing, the City of Springfield is proposing a utilities upgrade along segments of 11th Ash and Oak Streets in the vicinity of the Springfield Elementary School, and that the City intends to request $770,000 of Community Development Block Grant, CDBG, funds for construction activities. The State of South Dakota has administered the federally funded CDBG Small Cities Program since 1982, and only cities and counties with populations less than 50,000 can participate in this program. The funds are distributed from three separate programs that address three distinct areas of need: imminent threat program, special projects, and community projects. Fully funding requirements and the competitive nature of the programs are part of this application. These programs that are accepted or approved demonstrate the most serious needs to be funded. The proposed project is phase four of a paving and utility project, or utility project that involves, comes with paving and additional stormwater, that is four city blocks, two blocks of 11th Street, a block of Ash Street. All three of those border the school, and a block of Oak Street, which is directly south and leads into the school. Among the needs that were identified for the submission of this grant, and this is a portion of a larger funding package, are maintaining adequate drinking water, wastewater, and stormwater infrastructure in the area and within the city, continuing the support for economic development, and ensure that the local businesses can access future grants and funds, grant funds and loans, expanding housing opportunities that come with improved infrastructure, maintaining adequate transportation infrastructure, particularly in the area of the school, and supporting recreational facilities, as well as other businesses in town. So the purpose of this hearing, or this section of the hearing, is to identify community development and housing needs for the city and possible activities that can be undertaken to meet these needs. You can discuss various community needs, however, it is focused on this area and this grant. Okay, so at this point in time, we'll open this up for public comment. Two areas, please identify yourself by name and where you live, and the comments will be directed towards this hearing and towards this particular grant, these four blocks of the city street. Would anyone like to speak?
Paulson, lifelong resident of Springfield, South Dakota. 502 11th Street, owner of Paulson Park, LLC. Anyways, my position still hasn't changed on this issue. We were in here when it was still pretty cold out, if I recall. And I just want to reiterate that we don't want it. And I feel that we don't need it. As far as the curb and gutter is concerned, now the street's pretty busted up there. Had a lot of people come down that street, and they always tell me the same thing. Why is the street so bad? And I tell them because they're waiting for some grant money. They can't wrap their heads around that. But I understand because it's all about funding. Money isn't everything, but it seems to be the only thing anybody ever keeps track of, right? So that being said, the main concern with that is, you know, in previous curb and gutter projects, probably 4 or 5 years ago, there was a cost share initiative, which was a taxation of property owners that were, affected by the project. And I just want to make sure that we don't get, I'm used to saying something, but we don't get railed on it. And, the street, yeah, the sewer and water, if it's old, sure. But as far as a realistic standpoint, I try to look at things realistically. And I went to that elementary school, my neighbor, the Springfield Elementary School, and there ain't a lot of kids going there. And I think there eventually there's going to be a justification. The writing's going to be on the wall. It's going to be just like Tabor, South Dakota. Or eventually, they're going to have to justify the amount of money to keep the place open. So we curb and gutter the rest of 11th Street, and it's going to look real pretty for a little while. But then what's going to happen when they no longer fill the school anymore? What are they going to do? But I just want to make sure that the property owners aren't going to have to pay for this. And the other thing is, I don't even want curb and gutter on Paulson Park side of the street through those two blocks. We want it all to be driveway through there. It was communicated to me by the previous folks that sat in his chairs that you could dictate that. And I talked to somebody else who has all the answers except when you want to ask them a direct question. And he said that that's not factual. He also did say that they're going to try and do things where, you know, no property owner should have to bear the financial burden of this if they don't. We're going to structure it in such a way that we won't have to bear the cost. And so my position is still very clear. It is still what it was when it was snowing out, and it will be what it is whenever you finally get the funds, which is we don't want it along that side of the street. And I know down here, I forget what that one was called, but back in was it 2023, I want to say, or 2022? I'm confused, but I'm kind of sick right now. So down there, Boschma and Barham, along that one block, decided that they didn't want it. And so there was some kind of a 50% rule that was engaged at that time. And the rest of the people who did have to pay for it liked it because it brought their cost down because they didn't have to do it on that side of the street. And so as far as mowing and stuff like that, too, it really is a pain, you know, when you go from nice flat surfaces to curb and gutter. And then as far as, I forget the actual words you said here, I'll go back and listen to it. It said serious issues with infrastructure. And I remember the last people that were in here, there were some lies that were attached to these applications, and it was communicated to me that we kind of just had to keep the application wording the same in order to get put further up the line, is what was told to me. And so when I talked to the DOT when they were doing surveys through Paulson Park side of the street, they were driving through there, I don't want to say it was probably 2023 maybe, and they I said, hey, what's going on? You know, do you guys need some help? He said, well, do you know anybody who lives here? I said, well, I live here. They said, have you lived here long? I said, well, my whole life, basically. And they said, well, so you deal with the severe flooding through here? And I said, severe flooding? What are you talking about? And so they said, well, the application says you have to deal with severe flooding whenever there's rain. And I said, lady, you know, I can tell you that, I lived here my whole life, or I've been over here after there's a storm or checking in the middle of a storm, and my ditch has never, there was one time, Alice isn't here now, but her counterpart, Sheila Cranmer, was coming through there when we got this huge downpour. And I had a couple of pet ducks at the time. And they went out there and she took photos of it. It's in one of Springfield Times. It's kind of cool. But that is the deepest, and we're talking like that much water on my side of the street, it's ever been. And we've had some pretty bad storms over the years. I like to say scar tissue, but just take a look at the trees and see how banged up they've been over the years. But we don't want to pay for it. We don't want it on our side of the street. If you absolutely have to put it in on our side of the street, it all needs to be driveway. So plan and pay ahead of time. Thank you.
All right, thank you. For anyone else that would like to say anything during the public hearing regarding this project, for this application? Okay, seeing none, we will close this public hearing portion of the meeting. And continue on with the draft agenda. The next item on the agenda is actually the approval of tonight's agenda.
And you guys should all have amended ones, and you'll see the changes in yellow. We did add under capital improvement projects in the airport specifically. We did add we moved the resolution for the fiscal year 26 CIP to under there, along with authorizing the mayor to serve as the representative for the city for two airport grants that came through today. So there's that. And then
we do have DGR here to help with all three of those things.
And then we do have this has changed. I think it's L, M, and N. L being a moving permit request, M also being another moving permit request, and then the final one is approved surplus of office. Both things were added. What's up?
As you can see, we've got a pretty full agenda up for this one with a lot of action. Additional comments or discussions on anything on the agenda as it states? If not, action, or if you have action.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda as it has written.
Okay. So Steve made the motion to approve the agenda as written. Caitlin has seconded. Any other discussion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, nay. Motion carries, so the agenda is now set. So we'll start with our normal monthly business. First one is the approval of minutes from the August 4, 2025 meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve those minutes.
Second.
Okay, so Larry's made the motion to approve the minutes of the August 4, 2025 regular meeting as published. Steve has seconded. Any other discussion by council? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. And that carries. The next item is the claim for August 2025.
Take a motion to approve claims. I have a couple of questions.
Go ahead.
28.
To get new locks for the police department.
Police department. And 30.
That is also some equipment from here.
Okay, so she'll make a motion. Publish the claims as written. Is there a second?
Second.
Any further questions or discussions? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, nay. The motion passes. Next item is the finance officer's report.
Okay, you will see that in front of you. It did highlight, the checking, general fund checking. It looks like it's negative, but it is not. That is due to the airport check from last month. It was written in our contract that we could hold the check until we received the funds. And hopefully those funds are coming tomorrow. So it just took a while coming back from the state. So that's why it looks that way.
I make a motion to approve.
Okay.
Okay, we've made the motion to accept the finance officer's report as written. Steve has seconded. Any further discussion or questions? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, nay. Finance report is accepted. The final item on this portion is to accept a donation of $1,000 to the library from the bargain shop in Tyndall. For motion to action that, please.
I'll make a motion to accept the donation of $1,000 from the bargain shop to the library.
Second?
I'll second.
Please make the motion to accept the donation from the bargain shop to the library. Any further discussion or questions? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, nay. And that is accepted. Okay, the next item on the agenda are public comments. As you know, public comments, it's time for persons to address the Common Council on items not listed on the no actions taken on any matter raised under this item of the agenda until the matter has been specifically included in a future agenda. Each person has up to 3 minutes to speak, and there shall be no personal attacks directed at any member of the council, city employees, or other individual. If you're interested in public comment, please again state your name and your residence, and you'll have 3 minutes.
Hi there, I'm Will Paulson, lifelong resident, Springfield, South Dakota, 502 11th Street, Springfield, South Dakota. I just wanted to say, you know, this summer I really got into riding a bike and swim laps at the pool. And it was kind of a battle to get the we had to wait a while to get that liner in that pool. I really like it. And the kids that you guys had working there this year were all really great to deal with. They're really respectful. And I saw them keep their heads on for some pretty elevated things this summer. The other thing I wanted to talk about is in some of these other communities that I own property, they have two different citywide cleanup periods, one in the fall, one in the spring. And sometimes during ours, I've said this in the paper, during ours, we might be in the middle of a blizzard in April when we do ours. And I know it you guys do it to coexist with when it's free to dump stuff with Tyndall. But I think it'd be great if we did one in the fall, you know. I just wanted to put that out there. That's all I got.
Okay, thank you. Is there any other anyone else that would like to make a public comment at this time? Okay, seeing none, we will move on to the next item on the agenda. We received no official correspondence this month. City reports, I will go through relatively quickly. A number of these will be addressed in some of the later items we have tonight. The utilities thing, there's a couple things that were going on I'd like to highlight on there. One is they're continuing with the state required lead water line inventory, and they did find a couple of areas, some older areas in town that do have some lead water, water pipes. Those are specifically from the city's water main to the curb stop, so we will be working on a plan to address those most likely next year in the spring. And those, as they continue that inventory throughout town. The second thing, and where I'd like to highlight our Broken Arrow system, we had our Bright Arrow, the South Dakota Association of Rural Water Systems was here. They were a member of them. They have testing equipment so they can go between, essentially between fire hydrants and look for water loss areas, unmetered areas within the city. They were here a couple weeks ago. They did some testing. They did find some areas up on the north side of 14th Street that have a number amount of unmetered water going through. They're going to come back with some additional testing equipment and see if they can pinpoint where those areas are. They're on the north side of 14th Street, so on the very north portion of town. The reason I'd like to highlight Bright Arrow there is we have used that now a couple times here recently. Kayla's pretty good at it. Sends a short message. You can get a text, an email, or a phone call so that you know if your water can be turned off, if there's testing in the area, things like that. So on the side of town where that came in. Please, if you're not on, please get on it. Get with Kayla particularly and let her know which method you like so they don't get those systems. It's also used for other things too. So if we have a major storm through town, some of those kind of items, that's our way of getting out and reaching out to the community. So please consider and please join on that. And Bright Arrow is the same system that's used by the school. So if you have any familiarity there, you already know how to use it. So then a couple of things going on at the water plant. We'll get into those a little bit later. Probably the big safe one there is that the additional network firewall we received from the state did show up and has been installed to protect that computer and its signals. Street department, if everybody noticed here, they were over along with the utilities department tearing up the street over here, 8th Street and the area in front of the old water plant in preparation for the underground work, and then subsequently now the curb and gutter and the asphalt. And of course, Don spent a decent amount of time the last part of August out at the airport as the airport project was getting completed up, and DGR guys will talk a little bit more about that, but getting that up and running and ready for the airport to open. So and we're still doing, they're still out doing a lot of summer maintenance with a lot of rain. They're probably going to keep mowing for a while, so. Just the way it's going to be. Bathrooms will stay open into October. And the pickup that was surplus last month, we're pending a title update. When it came out, we found an errant signature in a wrong spot, so we had to send back to the state to get that updated. And then that will be on Purple Wave a little bit later this fall, so anyone can go on and bid on that for the surplus sale. Fire department, the big item there is the HVAC, the new heat pump needed to be installed. There was a leak there a couple months ago. The old heat pump was actually above the training room and a kitchen, and there was a leak that came through and resulted in a new heat pump last year. Last year, and it was 2 years ago, the condenser was replaced, so they'll have a new, mostly new HVAC system for the training room and the kitchen and the offices. Ambulance department has been on a lot of runs continuing, so if anyone has any notes down other than they're rolling all the time, so.
I have to be able to take them.
Yeah. And I do know that the Vietnam Police Department, Garrett, was on one, his first one to assist, so he's getting some training there and getting the As we go into the police department, we have some Motorola on-site training coming for him. And here in the middle of September, we'll finish out a project there. As Steve brought up in the claims, we are continuing with the equipping. He's on board and getting him not only his personal equipment, but also working on some other items that came through so that we can get him up to speed. He's been over doing some cleanup, and he's gotten, but the sheriff's office is helping out to do some training and how to do stops and all kinds of things there, radio work, that kind of stuff. So he's doing very well. First active day was patrolling, was out on the first day of school, so he is out on the streets, and he's got to the point where I'm safe with him and the sheriff is safe with him, so he can start expanding and alternating some hours, and we'll start to see him a little more out there and at different times. So, and he's still got some training ongoing with the department. He's qualified in his firearms and his taser and all those items. So he's good to go there. The airport we'll touch on a little later, but it is open for business and kind of working with the Bonhomme Flyers and the folks out there. We're going to get an open house hopefully later this fall to showcase our runway. The library, I'll touch a couple things. Kelly's here. We will address a board change at the end of the meeting. And then there's a budget adjustment thanks to the Sydney Miller Davis grant that was received. So we have to do that. Kelly, do you have anything else to add?
No, I've been cleaning and waiting and rearranging and things fresh.
And there was a post, I think, fall reading program starts here in October, something like that.
Well, I have some options for people to sign into online to keep track of their reading.
Okay. And then going in the parks, again, the pool is wrapped up. They're doing some maintenance and getting your drain down and getting for the winter. Everything did go pretty well this summer, so we have some wrap-up numbers in September. We're fortunate lifeguards were able to keep it open for a couple extra weekends, even if the weather didn't entirely cooperate on us. I'll touch a little bit more on it, but the RCP grant, which is a trails grant that we had submitted for actually over a year ago, did come back. We were awarded it. That's $100,000 to rehab our walking trail. And in that area, it's an 80-20 grant. So not entirely sure the process of why it came in at the time it did, but we did receive it. So we've got through the spring of 2027 to use it. So next year, we should be doing some rehab on it. And our walking trail, so we can get it up to date, new signs as well, some of those kind of items. So,
couple things in the finance office. I know we're going to go through the first reading of the budget tonight, but already looking forward to supplemental budgets. So that'll probably be next month. And then I haven't gotten any more information on the election legislation. Sounding like we won't find out more until October after the counties kind of go to their meetings and find out what's going on. Also starting the 2024 audit preparation, uploading some of those things and getting them ready. I don't have a date for when they'll be here in the office, but hopefully soon. And then I'm also just looking at and kind of researching some health insurance. The health pool with the state that just kind of gathering information.
Coming on my side, last week was the District 3, the Yankton folks, their region, semi-annual meetings now that was in. Mitchell, the highlight there was they did have an individual from Dakota State University, that's South Dakota Mad Labs, they call them up there, where we're actually working with for a couple of different projects. They do a lot of cybersecurity. They had a pretty good briefing generally, more user-specific stuff. But both from our feedback from that organization, as well as District 3 and the state. We got ahead of the game here, so the last couple, 3 years, so we're doing pretty well on our cybersecurity planning and getting out there. So got a ways to go, but we're getting on it. Kind of the big thing that's happened last week, and it's getting the news again, of course, is the Department of Corrections coming up with the men's prison discussions and the special legislative session coming up. As you probably have heard, the estimates did come down, so they bent the $650 million threshold. I did drive by the property. It's out west of the airport, or east of the airport in Sioux Falls. A little rougher than where they had before, but it's a pretty decent location out across from the Humane Society. And not too far from the existing prison. So, kind of the big so what for us. There's really no impact. Mike Durfee State Prison is going to be here for decades to come. We're a good place, and the state and legislators and the state leadership really enjoys this place. And they do great work, the folks that work there. When they can rehab, right now they have, because of overcrowding, of course they just have a lot more there than they can handle. Unfortunately, they got a lot of short-termers. So the new prison facility, once approved, assuming they approve the plan that's there, we'll have 300 bed. They're calling it dormitory now rather than a barracks, but it's a barracks for the short term, the 90 to 180 day inmates that never get into any programs, never get really into any rehab. They're just kind of in their turn, and they will remain in Sioux Falls, which allows this facility to get back on the track with some of the longer ones and make sure that they can do the rehab and the job training that some of the folks that are in there longer need to do. So, and of course, probably the big news on, I think on Tuesday, was Bosco submitted her resignation. So effective in October. So I've worked with her a little bit and had some meetings. So look forward to see what kind of change or who's going to come next. So. Special session is September 23rd here. A couple other items, and we're going to address actually a couple of them again a little bit later because we got move requests. We're continuing to evolve the permit process for building permits here. One thing that Kayla has brought up, when Amanda has worked on here quite a bit, Larry's working on now on the council, is to come up with a much better example so that when folks have questions, they have something to actually look at, because there are a few items that can be tough. But everybody's doing really good, really getting much better. Permits getting through pretty quick. As kind of a history here, you'll see we've got five new houses going up in the last 2 years, with actually three of them still being built right now as we speak, and one new business going up. And you'll see we have at least one more move permit that's been submitted. That's another house that will come into town, and we've got at least two more in the hopper. So four new houses in town this fall is pretty darn good. Small towns like ours don't have that. So good sign of things. Okay. Then the other area, then on the partner agencies, again, I touched on the GFNP, the Recreational Trails Program grant that was awarded. The day use area, the playground equipment was put in there. The city, a number of years ago, voted to provide $5,000 towards that, as did the chamber. It got funded, got put up this year. Unfortunately, didn't make it for the fourth, but it is up. Nathan has called over and said they're doing kind of a wrap up for their recreational year over there, rest of the COVID, so that this will probably make it to that article. So far, our usage down there is doing pretty good. Then the other thing that's coming up, this will get published in the paper. The Corps of Engineers always contacts us for River Spring for the Phragmites. They're doing it again this year. That's the helicopter coming out of Beulah, North Dakota. Probably by the end of the week, you might see them down here, weather permitting. Over the next couple, 3 weeks, they'll be spraying certain areas of the river. They always provide us a map as well, and of spray areas in the event that they're in the area of the intake, that we have to shut down the water intake for a period of 24 hours. The city does sell them water, and they do need to set up shop out at the airport for a while. So they're interesting to watch. But that should be coming in the next couple of weeks, weather permitting. Okay. And we're moving on. Our big ticket item, the water plant. First item up is the pay app number 29, $153,376. Working predominantly some finished work, curb and gutter, and some of that kind of dirt work that's out there. The lime pond was filled in. We're no longer usable there, and put on to trying to get this thing wrapped up. So that pay application is there for action.
Make a motion to approve the pay app number 29 for $153,876.77.
Okay, so Steve's made the motion and Caitlin second to approve pay application, water treatment plant pay application number 29 for $153,876.77. Any other discussion or questions? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. And that pay application passes. There are two other things that are on there. We'll have to go off of slides for one. There's an engineer amendment in your packet. It's amendment number 3 for services provided by the engineer. We'll have an effective date of September 8th. This is just a modification to the current agreement that provides for an increase. This is kind of twofold. This is partially because we're running a little longer on the project, because there have been a couple changes, a couple city requested changes as we work through the finalization of the grant funding. Sorry, go ahead. The road. And when she says the road, the meaning of that is the original plan only had about half of the road, so we had to have some additional work to ensure the entire 8th Street was complete. So that is for action, please.
I make a motion to approve engineer amendment number 3 for $34,000.
One second.
In seconds. So Cheryl made the motion to accept engineer amendment number 3 for $34,000. Came with second. Any further questions or comments, discussion?
Now, is that street curb and gutter, is that part of this 34?
Some of the engineering work, yes. The additional area that we were able to get.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, those in favor say aye.
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 And those opposed, nay. So that carries, and that one will move on. We have the other items. That came in the mail today. Oh, no, never mind. Those are airport. I'm sorry. Those are airport. So, again, go back one slide, please. So you can see the curb and gutters complete. Asphalt is coming the end of September. So the upcoming timeline, what is ongoing right now is the guys are going through the existing or all here on the old building, getting out their items that they're either going to keep or either going to or surplus for demolition. So they're starting to move things in, more things into the new building, other storage areas, city storage areas, as they can't get that going. Late September right now is the asphalt. Looks like it'll be coming according to Fimer. So they're on that schedule. That will complete the 8th Street and a portion of Ash Street that's in front of the area in that intersection. Brownsfield program, who's doing some remediation for some asbestos tile. They have already submitted their request for bids, planning that work mid to late October. And take out a little bit of floor tile, but all the tile that's in the main building, that's the that's not ceramic tile, plastic that is used, all has asbestos in it. So that will all be remediated through that program. That's no cost to us. And then we're working, once that's complete, then we can move into the phase of demolition of the whole building and the pump house. The guys are going through it. Not a whole lot that will necessarily be surplus for sale from us. CO2 tank is probably one item. So the rest of it will probably just go into the demolition phase, and they'll pick that up. So that building, hopefully by Thanksgiving, I'd say hopefully at this point will no longer be there. So. All right. With that, I've got DGR here, so they can help take us through the airport. Okay.
Ryan and Dave with DGR Engineering. We have a few airport things, so I just wanted to make ourselves available, give you a little briefing and make ourselves available. First, just a general project update. Your airport is now open. It opened 2 weeks ago today. Yeah, we have, that just gives you a little look at, this is looking the north, south at the airport before we did anything. On the right hand side is new. We were just out there on the way here and the grass is exploding all over the place. It just, looks really nice. And then is there one more slide? Okay. Oh, was that the, okay. There you go. There's the same thing looking the other direction. The left-hand side was before. The right-hand side was after. All of the pavements on the airport are reconstructed. You can see on the right there the taxiway was realigned a little bit to all meet new standards and things. So this, if you remember, this was kind of a, call it a once-in-a-generation project where you got a lot of stuff reconstructed like this. It should last for decades to come, maintenance and whatnot, but you don't have an airport that'll last you for an extremely long time. So, Dunnick is, when it opened, we called it substantially complete, which means it's open and so you can use it as is intended. That is not to imply it is completely finished. There are some tasks left to do before what we'd call final completion. And just in a basis, the guy that's out here every day, just in a general way, what is left?
So just a few civil items. Some of our storm sewer flare ends just need a few grades on them. Just a few different quality control testing needs to be done. But other than that, a few civil items and a few electrical items. It's just mainly administrative paperwork from Dunnick's side. So
it's usable. Which is the most important thing, but there is some final paperwork coming yet, and then it goes with something on that. You have 4 grants attached to the project. Different grants cover different parts. I think maybe even on your resolution coming up here, but that all of those grants are now available to you. We've been waiting on 2 of them. They finally are coming through, so just in the nick of time, right?
Yeah. In the next one.
Can you see the relief on your Facebook? So all that's coming together. I'll talk a little bit about completion dates here in a minute, but I guess to follow that up, then we're bringing you tonight the Dunnick Pay Application number 7. That is not the final. We believe the quantities are there on there are final. Dunnick is disputing one of the quantities we measured, so we'll have to sort that out with them. We are still retaining well over $200,000 on that until all of the final pieces are completed by them. But with that said, we're bringing you Dunnick Pay Application number 7. amount of $355,317.81 payment. You want us to walk through all of our stuff for you?
Let's make
one. No, we'll just, yeah, okay. So right now, for action is the Dunning Payout number 7. As Brian just explained, is there any action on that, please?
Make a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve Airport Dunning Pay App number 7 for $355,317.81.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, so Steve made the motion to approve Dunning Pay application number 7 for $355,317.81. Larry has seconded. Any further discussions or questions regarding the pay application? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, nay. The pay application is approved.
Okay. And we'll get you your reimbursement forms, Amanda, tomorrow or the day after. So.
Thank you.
Just to tack onto that, if I could briefly, I just wanted to have a discussion about liquidated damages here. Dunning, substantially complete, but you remember with all the rain, we gave Dunning 21 extra days to complete it. They still went over that by about 10 days. Technically, that would put you in the zone where you'd be entitled to assess some liquidated damages to them, but it's actually hard to make a decision now because they're not done. So I think just want to brief you on it, but I don't think there's any decision to make tonight. But assuming Dunning wraps it up quickly here, then maybe that goes away. But the final completion date was to be last Friday, and they're now past that, so they'll need to make quick action here to keep away from liquidated damages. When it comes down to liquidated damages, the thing you really have to ask yourself is, what were we really damaged? Do we want to assess them? One thing that could happen is if it goes long enough and ultimately your engineering bills start piling up over our contract amount, it'd certainly be fair enough to offset those by charging them to the contractor. I would just tell you in regard to our own contract, I believe we're going to finish within our budget. Had the project finished on time, we'd have been well under our budget, but I think we're okay in that regard. But if that became an issue, we thought we were right in track over to wrap it up and do a closeout report. You have liquidated damages, I guess, as a potential loss. That's all. I just wanted to brief you on that. I don't know, Mayor, if you want to have any more of a discussion than that. I think that's all we wanted to share in that regard. But
does anybody have any questions on it? We certainly have the attorney obviously involved if we get to that point. So
yeah.
We're not going there yet, but
yeah, we just didn't want to drop it on you at the end. Just want you to be aware of that. So, and finally, I guess tonight we have in front of you the capital improvement plan. This is the plan you approved last year with one modification. We handed out the large colored sheet. There is basically your capital improvement plan. Last year in 2028, we showed a hangar. In 2028, mostly the DOT just suggested that might be a good project. The truth is, probably that's a bigger project. Probably don't have a good place to put it right now. We discussed a little bit with a few folks locally here, and we moved the hangar down. We pulled up into 2028 AWOS, which is an automated weather station. So if you talk to somebody like the area ambulance people, that's absolutely critical to them to have live weather data on the field. And the pilot types all thrive on having good live weather on the field. So what we changed here is to put that weather project in 2028
like you would have, by then you would have accumulated enough funds to do that. And, that would be a nice next project where they're going in all over the state right now. The one last comment I want to make, the FAA reviewed this and just yesterday, got back to us and said they really like this AWAS project. They would only propose that instead of just showing it 28, actually spread it out into 26, 27, and 28. So if you do a smaller grant, you can plan it in 26, you could bid it in 27, but delay the construction until 28, kind of spreading out over those three bigger periods. So that would be our suggestion to you to take that project and we would just spread it out over those 3 years. Otherwise, this is the CIP you had last year. So we're bringing this to the council for consideration. We need to, we need to submit this in final form by October 1st. So need your approval.
You need it tonight?
Well, we need it before October 1st. Yes.
So you're saying the FAA recommended that we divide that out?
Yeah. So the total cost would be exactly the same. I would just split the design part out of that and show that in 26. Excuse me?
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, we'd split the design part of that out and show that in 26. And we would show like half of the construction in 27.
You
have. What I estimated for design was like 40,000 ish. And one reason to do it in 26 is a year where you still get 97% reimbursement. And starting in 27, it goes back to 95%. Yeah, so 2.5% on 40,000 isn't that much. But
total cost us how much?
If you look at the bottom of 2028, 400,000 is the total of the all of the work. And if you go to the right, there's the local funding. So local share of that would be about 20,000 spread out over 3 years.
So my question, I guess, is if you provide those numbers, can we approve them there? Or just spend on it?
So what the capital improvement plan is, these are all draft. It doesn't obligate or do any kind of money. It's just this will go up to the FAA. We have to do this to show the 15-year plan that we're thinking ahead because we get the vast majority of that money from that. So this is something we do every year. This year it's a little out of sync. I get that. They made a change.
They're
going to do this in the spring. And
they're having a hard time getting all their grant paperwork done, and their solution to that is to make us do our work earlier. So this is coming to you earlier than it has in the past. That makes sense, but
can we approve that if we wanted to, that with those modified over 3 years and you could?
Yeah, so what would happen tonight would be the SIP will get approved. That's what we need to do because we need to get that in. And then the best case scenario now would be to finish up the airport project, which would probably be next month. And then we can start going into projecting this out for 26, 27. And like I said, the FAA had a pretty good chunk, so we probably need to tonight we just need to,
right? Spread it out over the 3 years.
If you can approve it with that amendment, that's fine. I think it's perfectly fine to approve it the way it is, and that can be adjusted after we submit it. So
that was my only question.
You can approve it as is.
Okay.
Yeah, this doesn't obligate us to do it.
Yeah, any grant commitment will clearly come back to you before any project were started. It would come back to you again for an, you know, a grant application or something. This is just to lay out your roadmap, city to adopt your roadmap for the airport general plan. Every project will come back to you one at a time for approval.
Any other questions?
I approve it.
Okay. You'd like to make that motion? Go ahead.
I'm not quite too sure about the terminology.
Read it off of there.
Oh, okay. What is it? The second one? Okay. Thank you. Okay. I'll make a motion to accept the fiscal year 2026 airport capital infrastructure plan as presented slash. Do I have to put amended on there?
No.
Oh, well, just as presented.
I'm done?
As presented, yes. There a second?
I'll second.
We got it. Motion, Steve made the motion to approve the 2026 airport capital infrastructure plan as presented. Larry has seconded. Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, nay. That passes. And so DJR will finish that up and get it submitted before the 1st of October.
Thank you. I just close also by just saying thank you to Scott and Amanda. It's hard to understand how much work goes into this on their end, and you guys are wonderful to work with. Thank you. We made a the challenge, I know, but thank you for your putting in a lot of work, and we appreciate it. And this may be this may be the last time we're here, so I just wanted to thank you all. Also, it's this is a good project for us. We don't get to actually reconstruct airports all that often, so we're grateful for the chance to work with you on your airport projects, and so the good one, we're grateful.
No, thanks. Thank you.
We've got one other thing. We don't get too far.
Okay.
And of course, for those that know, Baden was kind of a resident here for a decent part of the summer, too. So, the on-site rep. So,
yep.
Did well. So, the last thing that came in the mail today, it's dated the 28th, but as you talked about the funding piece, take over, or DGR, or driving, take over on it, last two funding pieces that came today.
What were they?
2025.
Oh, the two grants?
Yes.
The two grants.
Okay.
The first one was, because there's two numbers, so you'll see there that's 3-46-002, or 52, excuse me, and then 15, and then the other one, 1525, and then the other one is 1625. So the 15 was, lots of paper. So the 1625 was for $5,603. And that's the former. No, that's the state one. And then the federal one is the 15-2025. And that one was for $2,843, and that was the former Bill grant, which is the IIJ.
Now, yeah, those were basically you didn't quite have enough grant wanting to do the project as we originally bid it, and then they came through with these other two grants kind of at the tail end here to round off the funding. Proving those two, just completing the four grant package to finish here.
So we do need action on those two. Designate the mayor as the city's representative to find for those grants.
I motion to designate the mayor as the city's authorized representative for state financial assistance agreements 3-4005215-2025 and 3-46-005216-2025 as presented.
Your second?
I'll second.
Okay. So Kim has made a motion to designate the mayor's representative to sign those two grants that she read. as presented. Cheryl has seconded. Any other discussion or questions on those? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, nay. And so that passes and we'll get them turned around and right back in the mail. Okay, thank you very much. Again, thanks for the project and they're closed out. So. And we'll definitely, we have an open house or whatever. I'm sure Don's there. You guys will get an invite.
Yeah, love to be part of that.
Okay. Old business, this is just going to be a discussion at this point since we've got a couple of things, legal items that may happen and no action really on the Jones property at this point. The Ritchie property was sold at the county auction. Boston Park LLC was the high bidder, although at this point in time the deed is not yet completed, so we won't be updating that particular public nuisance item. But going forward, we do need to update that particular, both of those public nuisance items that were done before and in the case of both of them, make sure they're still tracking with our ordinances and have some dates and stuff on there. So that will likely be next month. We'll get those up. So. Any questions, any other questions on those? And, you know, referencing into the ordinances on those. So we got to make sure we have the right thing and we'll, pursue that. But I don't know when the deed is going to come for that. You know, well,
did you check today? Because they sent me an email. Usually when they ask for a phone number, it's pretty close.
I had a conversation with Abby Munger yesterday, I think, over the phone, kind of asking her the process just so we, you know when. She said she was waiting on the paperwork from the auditor's office, and then once it got to her office, she said it's a pretty quick process. She would sign it, do her thing, and then it would go to the Register of Deeds.
Essentially, it's got to make a left through the courthouse.
You going to let me talk during this?
Counsel, do you have any questions, Ryan?
I don't have any questions currently.
So, all right. Cheryl says go ahead.
So
we were the highest bidder on that one. And I sent through an email. I would have thought that it would have been listed as official. So I don't know if any of you had an opportunity to read it. But I was talked to by the mayor approximately 24 hours after I sent it, and I doubt that he spoke to you guys individually about it. And he was ready to start making threats about the property right out of the gate. And see, right now as it sits, I own 9 properties. Right now, in 4 different communities, 2 different states. And usually, when I send out an email or I touch base with local government or city officials like finance officers, etc., usually the reception is pretty warm when I tell them, hey, we're going to renovate, we're going to clean it up, we're going to do like what we did with the Greens property, the big blue house. I had to wait a little longer on that one because of the deal that I had established with the previous owner. We had a timeline of June 1st. And so anyways, but we're going to renovate. And as we're clearing the trees and starting to see things, we're going to be tearing down the trailer house. That'll happen probably between now and see what I clean up. And then the basement house, we're still assessing. I think we're going to just renovate that possibly. If not, we'll fill it in. But we're still dealing with some of the infrastructure and stuff like that. I'm dealing with the previous owner, letting him clear out some of his personal effects and stuff. I usually like to do that when I get some tax options. And so I really don't feel like fighting with you guys. But next year, I'm going to spend $250,000 right here. And if I got to spend it on legal fees, I'd rather do it next year than this year because it's a business write-off for me. So I'm going to clean it up.
And I think you guys will be impressed with it. But I don't appreciate threats. Not right out the gate. It's the wrong way to go. And I challenge each and every one of you to see what the correspondence is, because if there's this old saying, if you're kept in the dark, how can you govern? So if it's going to be a dictatorship, just let me know, because I'll do the whole lot. I don't want to fight, but if you give me no other choice, I've been saving for a long time for this. I just figured at some point we would stop bashing on the Paulson name. I know I'm not a Dutchman, but at some point, you know, I just figured we could move forward and progress. But I look forward to continuing to buy properties in my hometown where I've lived my whole time, my whole life. And I look forward to cleaning them up and bringing more people to town. So I would hope that would be something you guys would be receptive to. Thanks. I'm out of here.
Okay. Other discussion on that? We'll address that. Continue going on. So. All right, done. We'll move on. All right, let's get into new business. A lot of this will be fairly quick, but there's a couple of discussion items. CDBG funding application as discussed at the public hearing at the start of the meeting. That application is there. The action item is approved for submission for that for the $770,000 grant to get tied on to the funding that's already established for that project. Questions or discussions on that?
So all we are approving tonight is the approval to start the application process. That's all. Yeah. Nothing more than that.
Yes. Right. Application October 1. This just brings to something with that application.
I'll make the motion resolution 2025-05 authorizing CDBG funding application.
So Steve made the motion to approve resolution 2025 authorizing 2025-05 authorizing CDBG funding application. Caitlin seconded. Any other discussion or questions on either that application or some of the other portions? Next piece, we've received community access grant. SRF loan funding, so this is the next piece. Get this grant that helps support the Warm Ring City. Get any questions or comments? Hearing none, those in favor say aye. And those opposed, nay. Yes. Carol, if you're still online, you're all that's left. So everybody else, abandon us. So.
Yeah, I'm still on the line.
Okay, thanks for hanging in there. We'll try to keep moving along here. All right, the next item, resolution 2025-06, is to amend the library budget. That is based upon receiving the $1,500 Stephanie Miller Davis grant. Action on that, please.
I motion to approve the 2025-06. A library budget by $1,500 to the Stephanie Miller Davis Grant Fund.
Is there a second?
Oh, sorry.
Any other discussion or questions? Mr. Kelly here?
Yeah, I did. You find that on the board? Can I
Not go?
Well, you can go. Yeah, you're not getting anything out of it, so you're going to help spend it the right way. So, yeah, you can.
It's already.
That's part of the reason why you're actually out for.
It's already spent.
Good grief.
Well, it's already spent by the
bucket. Yeah,
we want to see where that all went.
Okay.
It has to go.
Yeah,
it has to go.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, it's in the
yeah.
We got sick.
I have to follow the rule. The rules were to have it
spent by the bucket. Yeah, she's done that already. So, again, Helen's made the motion. Larry's seconded. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. All kidding aside, Carol, with you there, I would like it noted if it can be in the minutes that at the conclusion of the old business regarding the property, those that were here all left. So,
sounds good to me.
Except for Carol. Carol stayed. So we have one that stayed.
She's still here.
It is. Okay, moving on to some other items now that are a little more heavy, and hopefully folks got time to look at them. The Code of Ethics and Conduct for Elected and Appointed Officials obviously applies to all of us at the table, except for Amanda and Kayla in some capacity, and they have their own. Other people says employees, so.
So each of you should have gotten via email the updated policies for the, at the last meeting we made some, not improvements, but some updates. Those have been applied to that, so that was in the packet. So if there's anything else, please let me know. Otherwise, I think it should be ready for approval.
It's not in the physical packet. I attached it to the email.
Yes. But I can quick go through, like, policy CE 1.3 regarding conduct. We did add that these policies safeguard the interests of the public, which elected and appointed officials must serve without political bias and without regard to political opinions or affiliations. That came up through the personnel and thought that was probably a good thing to add to this one as well. And then that was about it, I think, besides changing from Spearfish to Springfield. There weren't very many updates to that one. The first one is a motion to pick it up from the, oh, we should have done
this one.
Actually. Yes, it
is on table?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we should have done that before we started. Yeah, so we'll need a motion to pick it up from the table for discussion.
I make a motion to pick it up from the table for discussion on the Code of Ethics and Conduct of Elected Officials policy.
Let's sit there. No. Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
All those in favor of picking up this item from the table for further discussion, say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, nay. So the item now is back in action for discussion and additional action. One thing I will add, first, as everybody kind of looks through this, too, on the last page is an item. So each one of us, elected official or who this applies to, we'll need to review and then sign ultimately to our action tonight is just to approve it as part of the city set of policies, I guess, for lack of a better term. So.
Make a motion to approve the Code of Ethics conduct for elected officials.
Any further discussion on that item? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. So that will become part of municipal policy. The next item, which also needs to be picked up.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
I need to take a quick break.
Okay. We will take a short recess.
This one, general policy, is that the fee?
The general use, that is on a section T.
This is E?
Oh, no, this is homework. Don't even look at this.
That's my homework?
That's right.
Okay. When do I get out of homework? Because I got told by the school teacher.
My goal is to, and we'll see it later with the box control. But my goal is to have it done by the end of the year. Because then
as long as I get my homework done.
That's my goal. We'll see.
Because I did receive it. So I'm sorry. Can I have something? Then what's the personal policy manual section 2? Because I thought that
section
was
2 is the general use.
Okay.
So that is general policy. So this one is going over like general policies, non-discrimination, the EEO, anti-harassment, bullying. You gave me these. These are all
okay.
The sexual harassment.
Right. Okay.
We did have them out last time. These are the ones with your suggestions.
Okay. Can we examine that? Or was that another PC?
Not that one.
Okay, push.
The screen door.
So.
I just ran them low and can't get tired of the I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Ask your partner for another ready. I'm just going to open it. It was like 1460
feet.
Really?
Holy cow.
We're here to the least. Oh, yeah. And we can't remember the
number.
You're like,
okay.
The military. Right in that whole
thing. Do you have
the same way?
What's
your
name?
There it is.
There it is. Yes. You need to leave. Alright, so we're going to need the truck right along. I mean, it looks like a big sheet of paper, but when everybody gets back, you need to. It will end up, we do have an executive session that we'll go into. Most likely a couple of actions coming out of it that are just personnel in nature. So if you need to leave before you go in there, I don't think there's any. So We can tell you on the way out the door what it is. That is, if anything that happens there, obviously, then you'll just have to come back and get a hold of the finger and get checked. All right, so everyone has returned, so we're not recessed. We're going to keep moving along here because Caitlin is on starting another clock. So, Code of Ethics. Okay. Personnel Policy Manual, Section 1.
That also needs to be have a motion to pick up from the table.
I make a motion to pick up from the table, Personnel Policy Manual, Section 1, Purpose and Use.
Second.
Okay, so Carol's made the motion to pick it up from the table for discussion. Steve, second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. It is now up from the table for discussion. Go ahead.
Again, there were some suggestions that were added from last month. They were pretty few in nature. Those were also emailed to you. And if you have any idea, any updates or edits, please speak now. Hold your peace.
How much is holiday pay?
Holiday pay? It's regular holiday pay.
Okay.
Don't look at that yet. Section 3 and 7 is your homework. That's not today.
Are we going to get a test on this too?
Maybe.
Okay. Yes, it is. Do you have any questions for Section 1 or slide behind it?
I motion to approve the policy manual section and amended again.
Well, as presented.
There you go.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Caitlin made the motion to approve the personnel policy section 1, purpose and use as presented tonight. Steve, a second. Any other additional questions or discussion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, nay. So Section 1 is adopted. Next item, Section 2. First item is to actually pick it up from the table for discussion.
Pick it up for discussion.
I'll second.
Okay. So Steve's made the motion to pick it up. Caitlin has seconded for Section 2. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, nay. So it is now up on the table for discussion.
Okay, so this one, same song and dance as before. It was presented last month, but some additions or corrections were added. So the strike through is to remove. The red is to add in place of. I would ask that initially this one has policy 2.26, which is the employee recognition program. I would like to pull that one because that's kind of it's a new thing for us, and I'd like to kind of have that out separate as an action on its own. So if we can, at this point, approve the Personnel Policy Manual Section 2 general policies with the exception of Section 2.26.
Can you put this in here?
Because that is. The question is on 2.3.1, the procedures for requesting ADA accommodations, and maybe both can speak to this a little bit better. But it says the city will determine the feasibility of requested accommodations by considering factors such as the nature and cost of the accommodation, available funding and overall financial resources, and the impact on city operations. Other employees' abilities. That, wait a minute, that doesn't quite make sense. Other employees' ability to perform their duties and the city's ability to conduct business. So basically it's saying that depending on what the accommodation is, the city will do its best to accommodate those disabilities or whatever we need to kind of accommodate for. But if it creates undue hardship for the city, like financial or, you know, buildings, that type of thing, then that's kind of, how do you want to say that?
Yeah, you nailed it. That's exactly right. You don't have to bend completely over backwards so far that you break your back with any.
Okay, so then the request is to remove section 2.2.
Or policy, PPB. 2.26, I'm sorry, I spoke.